Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Speak. Batting third. The third baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Lee Walls. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Littrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Kizer. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Kizer. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting second. The second baseman, Red Shandy Anst. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Jablonski. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ray Catt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Daryl Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ruben Gomez. Pitching for the New York Giants, Ruben Gomez. And now, play ball. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards first. Lockman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman takes first base on ball four. Red Shandy Anst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shandy Anst hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lockman moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walls, who is chasing the ball. Mays reaches third base with a triple. Lockman scores. Shandy Anst goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Giants. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mays scores. One out. It's 3-0, Giants. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin strikes out. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shandy Anst fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a pop-up towards short. Littrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a pop-up towards first. Lockman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kizer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shane Dienst hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell misplays the ball. That's an error on Littrell. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Mays hits a pop-up towards first. Speak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Sauer hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0-for-1 in the game. Speak strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Cat settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Cat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a pop-up towards first. Speak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0-for-1 in the game. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Cat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jablonski. The throw from Neiman and he is out, Littrell applying the tag. Two outs. Ray Cat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cat is 0-for-1 in the game. Cat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tanner takes first base on ball 4. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tanner moves to second. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. Neiman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Neiman reaches second base with a double. Tanner scores. Walls moves to third. It's 3-1, Giants. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Littrell hits a pop-up towards first. Lockman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Don Kaiser. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Pohalski now pitching. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shane Dienst hits a pop-up towards third. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0-for-2 in the game. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Banks reaches second base with a double. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Spencer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Banks moves to third. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 2 in the game. Mueller hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Neiman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Littrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Fanning pinch hits for Tom Pohalski. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer misplays the ball. That's an error on Spencer. Jerry Kindle pinch runs for Jim Fanning. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jablonski takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Virgil pinch runs for Ray Jablonski. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt is 0 for 2 in the game. Catt is hit by the pitch. Virgil moves to second. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer bunts towards first. Speak scoops it up and throws to first, with Morgan covering, for the out. Virgil moves to third. Catt moves to second. One out. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gomez takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lockman hits a fly ball into center field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Virgil tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Giants. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shane Dienst hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Catt scores. Gomez moves to second. It's 5-1, Giants. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Mays strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil now playing third base. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0 for 3 in the game. Speak strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tanner strikes out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Sauer strikes out. 1 out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 3 in the game. Mueller hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Catt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Casey Wise pinch hits for Jack Littrell. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise takes first base on ball 4. Frank Urnaga pinch hits for Jim Brosnan. Frank Urnaga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Urnaga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wise moves to second. 2 outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.